Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Khususan ala sayyidi ar-rusuli wa khatam al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. The month of Ramadan is very special because of what it offers to us spiritually. However, when you look at the month of Ramadan historically, there are also many unique incidents and events that occurred in this month. Some of the greatest battles in Islamic history that kind of marked the trajectory of the Ummah were actually fought in this very same month. Salah ad-Din Ayyubi's great victory in Hittin was in the month of Ramadan. Tariq bin Ziyad's historical battle was also in the month of Ramadan. The victory of the Muslim Egyptian army against the Mongols, which was a first big blow to the Mongols and basically put a blockade in front of them from advancing forward into the remainder of Africa or North Africa. This battle of Ain Jalut also occurred in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered the blessed Mubarak city of Makkah Mukarramah in the month of Ramadan. And it was on the 17th of Ramadan that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his 313 lions stood in front of the 1,000 strong army of the Quraysh. The Battle of Badr. The second year after migration. The Muslims living in Makkah had just left everything behind. They didn't have a U-Haul to pack their stuff in when they were moving. They couldn't wire their money from Mecca to Medina. Migration meant you're signing it all off. And when the Muslims left, there were so many houses vacant, so much product now available that was just sitting there. The Quraysh quickly took hold of all of this wealth and invested it. They invested it specifically to prepare an army to attack the Muslims in Medina Munawwarah. They always viewed the Muslims as a threat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became aware of a specific caravan led by Abu Sufyan, which had left Makkah Mukarramah and was on its way to Sham. And it was going to be in Syria, in this part of Syria, and trade with the people there. And the profits of that caravan would then be used to attack the Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make a decision. Either he allowed this caravan to complete its journey and then waited for the attack, or preemptively Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped that caravan, intercepted it, and prevented a massive onslaught to Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the second. And simply with the intention of stopping a caravan from reaching Makkah Mukarramah, he left Medina Munawwara with a group of 300 and some companions. Some riwayat say 314, some say 313, Some narrations, it's mentioned 300 and some. 300 and some companions they left. Participation in this expedition was not necessary. Primarily because they weren't expecting it to turn out to be a full-blown battle. They were going to stop a caravan. So a group of people joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the most sincere human beings were by the side of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ulama, they say that you find a person's true sincerity based off of what kind of dedication they have to the voluntary acts. Everyone participates in something that's mandatory, but when something's voluntary, then you see what kind of yearning and eagerness an individual has. 313 of them went to stop the caravan of Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan heard through the whispers of the Bedouins and through the Arabs who were traveling back and forward through the desert that there was a group of 313 coming from Medina Munawwara. He put one and one together and did two things. Number one, he sent a messenger to Mecca right away, express overnight mail. Go and tell them that Muslims are coming in our direction. Number two, he changed his route right away. He went from a route that wasn't common and Muslims wouldn't be able to find him. When the Muslims arrived at Badr, what they realized was the caravan was gone. There was no caravan. But on the other hand, what they also heard was that messenger arrived in Mecca and he had announced that the Muslims were marching to stop the caravan of the Meccans. The Meccans were enraged and they are now marching with an army the size of which Arabia hasn't seen before. 1,000 people. Every person brought whatever they had in terms of weaponry, their best horse. This was going to be the iconic battle where the Quraysh would show that anyone that stands in front of us, anyone that tries to mess with us, you will be demolished. We will destroy you. 1,000 of them begin to march. They were so confident of their victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Anfal, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِيَاءَ النَّاسِ وَيَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. Verse number 47. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِيَاءَ النَّاسِ. Don't be like those people who left their home denying the truth and showing off. Because when they left Makkah Mukarramah, they were so sure of their victory, they brought along with them the confetti for celebration. They had mughanniyat, young women with beautiful voices that would arrive in the battlefield, and after the victory, they would sing songs that would be recorded and remembered till the end of times. These people had prepared to shatter any ceiling above them. They were going to demolish and destroy the Muslims. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard they were arriving, he turned to the Sahaba and said, what did we do? We didn't come here with the intention of war. So if you guys say that you want to head back, you have every right to do so. Secondly, when the Muslims arrived in Medina Munawwara, they had signed a charter, an agreement. And the agreement was that the people of Medina Munawwara would be required by agreement to fight by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to stand right next to him in the battlefield if Medina Munawwara was attacked. There was no agreement of the Ansar being by the side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an offensive attack. And Badr was not in Medina Munawwara. It was outside of Medina Munawwara. So they weren't required. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to the Ansar and he turned to the Sahaba and asked them, what should we do? As always, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman radiallahu anhu wasn't there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us he was left behind because he was looking after the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Ali radiallahu anhu and the other companions that were there, Hamza radiallahu anhu, they said, O Messenger of Allah, we are with you. And the Prophet of Allah said, okay, anyone else have anything to say? All of these companions were all from Mecca. And they had already proven their loyalty to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by being by his side throughout the journey. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is there anyone else that wants to say something? One of the Ansari companions, the Madinans, the leader among them, he said, O Messenger of Allah, it seems as if you're waiting for us to say something, whether we will be loyal to you or not. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and smiled. He said, what do you say? He said, O Messenger of Allah, we will not say to you what the people of Musa said, you and your Lord go and fight. Rather, we will say to you, O Messenger of Allah, go wherever you want. We will be by your side. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. These are my companions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the companions, get ready. The army of the Quraysh arrived. The Muslims were on the other side. On one side, you have 313 who barely have any armor. Some are holding sticks. Some don't have very few horses, even in the battlefield. They don't have any armor. They came for one cause, and now they're standing at the crossroads of one of the greatest battles in history. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave them advice. He made dua to Allah. The day before the battle, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the companions and walked around the battlefield. And he said, tomorrow you will find Abu Jahl here. Tomorrow you will find Umayyah bin Khalaf here. They will all die here. He pointed them all out one by one. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put the companions to sleep at night. Imagine how nervous these companions were. These were the people that oppressed them for over a decade. And now it was time to meet them in the battlefield. They were outnumbered and out and armored. No one sleeps at a night like this. But if they didn't sleep, they wouldn't perform properly in the battlefield. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah azza wa jal revealed on them sakina, peace, and they fell asleep. The next morning when they woke up, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led them in prayer. And then he told them to line up. And as they lined up, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them advice. And that advice is also captured in this very same Surah Al-Anfal. And majority, if not all, of the surah was revealed in relation to the Battle of Badr. In verse number 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَثْبُتُوا. All those who believe, when you meet the group, the enemy, فَثْبُتُوا, stand firm. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah in those moments. Do dhikr of Allah. You might be outnumbered, but as long as you have Allah with you, as long as you believe in Allah, in your most terrified moments, if you can confide in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, you will be successful. Perhaps you will be successful. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Continue to obey Allah and His Messenger. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. And don't dispute one another. فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. So if you do dispute one another, what will happen? فَتَفْشَلُوا. You will lose your heart. You will lose وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. You will lose your soul. You will lose the drive that you need when you're standing in front of your enemy. وَاصْبِرُوا. Be patient. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those that are patient. As the armies lined up, there was a Muslim side and then there was the side of the Quraysh. There was an open space in the middle. Three people from the Quraysh came forward and said, is there anyone from you that will challenge us to a duel? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent three Ansar forward. They said, we don't want these Medina people. These Ansar are from Medina. We want our equivalents from Makkah. Those who ran away from us, bring them forward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. He sent Ali radiallahu anhu, and he sent Hamza radiallahu anhu. They didn't realize that they were going to face the lions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asadullah wa asadu rasuli. And these sahaba, to spare you of some of the details, were victorious in this duel, and the Muslims began to chant takbir. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told the companions, it is time to attack. And he said to him, when you attack, be patient. Don't stop doing dhikr. In front of you lies a Jannah. He lined them up and said, stand shoulder to shoulder. Don't turn away from one another. You will be successful as long as you are united and you are a team and you believe in one another. But if you are divided, we don't need an enemy to destroy you. You will collapse on yourselves. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is straightening the lines, there is a companion standing with his chest out of line. The Prophet of Allah takes his staff and pokes him and says, line up, young man. And in that tense moment where everything is just so stiff, he says, O Messenger of Allah, you just oppressed me by hurting me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his patience and his leadership. He opens his chest, gives him the staff and says, take your revenge. He takes the staff, puts it on the ground, he leans forward and hugs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Messenger of Allah, what am I going to do hurting you? I just want this to be my last memory. I'm ready now to go on the battlefield. Ya Rasulullah. One sahabi is sitting and he's eating dates and he hears the Prophet of Allah saying that Jannah is ahead of you. He says, O Messenger of Allah, really? The Prophet says, really? He takes these dates, he puts them aside and says, let's go. We'll eat dates in Jannah. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu is standing in the battlefield and every person needs their neighbor to be strong so they can fight together as a team. He looks to his right and he sees a kid there. He looks to his left and he sees another short dude there. And he's thinking to himself, this is a Bukhari riwayah. He thinks to himself, what am I going to do in the battlefield with two kids next to me? And then in that moment, one of the kids nudges him. He says, uncle, Hadhrat Muhammad Awf radiallahu anhu said, yes, beta, what do you want? He says, can you point out who Abu Jahl is? So Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu says, Abu Jahl is their leader. What do you want with Abu Jahl? He said, well, I heard he says foul things to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wish to give him a piece of myself today. And Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu says, okay. He turns to this one, and this one also is elbowing him. He says, uncle, can you show me Abu Jahl too? I heard he says bad things to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to also confront him today too for his foul words. These two were the sons of a lady by the name of Afra. She had four children from her first marriage, three from the second, and all seven of her children participated in the Battle of Badr. All seven of them. And it was these two young men who actually found Abu Jahl in the battlefield. They flanked him and they injured him, put him down, and then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was the one who beheaded Abu Jahl. Bilal radiallahu anhu in the battlefield saw Umayyah ibn Khalaf, the man who had lashed him and tortured him relentlessly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him victory there. But the Quraysh, where they thought they were going to be victorious, and this is the main lesson that I want to deliver. What they failed to understand was that once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist them. And the Quran tells us that first 1,000 angels came, and then 3,000 angels came. And in total, 5,000 angels descended in the battlefield. A battlefield that started off against the Muslims, 3 Quraysh to 1 Muslim, now was 5 angels to 1 Qurayshi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the Sahaba. They shared their stories of how they saw miracles in that battlefield. The Battle of Badr is a reminder that no matter how great the oppressor is, they will come to their knees if the people standing in front of them are sincere, if they believe in Allah, if they are people of morality, if they follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, the 17th of Ramadan is that night before the Battle of Badr. It's the night before the Battle of Badr. It was the day of the 17th after Fajr during the mid-morning when the battle actually started. It's a Mubarak day. A day that Muslims have always remembered. The day that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with his very first victory. Those who participated in this battlefield, in this battle, were blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Jannah, as promised by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many verses here, I won't go through them. The ones that were recited should suffice. If anyone wishes to read more, you can open up Surah Al-Anfal, along with other places in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares with us the Battle of Badr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the characteristics of those who participated and fought by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Battle of Badr. May He bless us with their iman, their strength, their patience, their firmness. And ultimately, may He also join us with them in the hereafter. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.